to the 2021 Burlington Greyhounds, our favorite Dirty 30. An open letter from one of your biggest fans, but perhaps it can speak for all of us. It goes without saying that our entire community is proud of you. It also goes without saying that our entire community admires you and thanks you for representing us all the way that you have. But you need to hear it. So, we're proud of you, and we admire you, and we thank you for representing all of us the way that you have. You know, it's been 13 seasons since the Burlington Greyhounds have made the playoffs that featured 16 teams. What you have the opportunity to accomplish tonight is to join an elite group of teams, 1975, 84, 88, 89, 91, 98, 2001, and 2008. In 120 seasons of football, only 8 Greyhound teams have made a 16-team field. You can become immortal. Now, I don't say this to put pressure on you. In fact, I hope this helps you relax. You see, regardless of what happens tonight against Fort Madison, we're better for having gone through this. We've smiled, we've cheered, we've hurt with you during the losses. But through it all, we've been happy, been witness to greatness, and found a sense of pride that has been in short supply for so long in Burlington. For a long time, all we seemed to hear about was the negative, the fights at school, the angry parents, the kids who make poor decisions. And then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you guys showed up. And while there may have been incredible individual efforts, I assure you that every one of you has made a contribution. Maybe not on the stat sheet, and maybe not on Friday night as much as you'd like, but a random Tuesday practice, you did something special. Maybe at a Thursday night meal, you took the time to thank a teen parent. Maybe at the local grocery store, you helped an elderly shopper to their car. Or maybe you had an interaction with a smaller future Greyhound who simply enjoyed having you read to them. Or maybe you hung out with them and now they want to be just like you. You see, you've all accepted the mantle of being a leader. You've not run from it. Rather, you've embraced it and exemplified what a Greyhound is, a student who has taken a diverse opportunity to inspire and challenge, to be inspired and to be challenged. You've been on time, you've been respectful, you've been hardworking. In short, you have been Greyhounds. I once wore the purple and gray, I did, albeit on the baseball field, and I can 100% tell you that I feel as much pride and emotional investment calling your games on the radio as I did when I was a player myself. So, no matter what happens tonight, thank you. Thank you for the 2021 season, and thank you for being you. Thank you for helping us see what we know this community can be. And thank you for showing us what our collective youth is, a source of pride. I wish for a win tonight, sure. But more importantly, I wish you all to know how happy you've made us. And I wish for you to always remember and cherish this season, because seasons like this don't come around very often. As Bill Parcells told his New York Giants back in the mid-80s, "Hey fellas, this is what you work all off-season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all this." And then he used a bad word that I can't repeat. As Marty Schottenheimer told his Cleveland Browns, "There's a gleam, men. There's a gleam. Let's get the gleam." And as Marv Levy once asked his Buffalo Bills, "Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?" Gentlemen, there is nowhere else I'd rather be tonight. Go get your playoffs. Go get your history. Go get them, Greyhounds.